Torah begins Vayeshev Yaakov in Eretz Mugrayovi v'Eretz Canaan, and then the whole story of Yosef happens. So the famous Rashi, where I'd say one of the most famous Rashis, page 2, Od Nidrash Bo, Vayeshev Vikesh Yaakov Leishev V'Shalvo. Right, the famous Chazal, that Yaakov wanted to sit in tranquility. I mean, look, he had so much. And Hashem says, no, I'm not going to let you sit in tranquility. Kafat alav rogsho shel Yosef. So the whole turmoil with Yosef doesn't let him sit in tranquility. Tzadikim mevakshim leishev b'shalva. Tzadikim want to sit b'shalva. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'dayim l'tzadikim asher mesukan lahem l'olam haba el asher mevakshim leishev b'shalva b'olam hazeh. That tzadikim want to sit b'shalva in this world. Hashem says they're going to have so much shalva in the olam haba. They need to sit in shalva also b'olam hazeh. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't let Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. He wanted to just sit in peace, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, and he causes the whole turmoil with Yosef. And there's a lot of discussion, you know, so what's so wrong? I mean, what did Yaakov want in Leishev B'Shalva? He wants to play tennis, just to cruise, you know? Yeah, of course he wanted in Leishev B'Shalva because he could learn more, just to coast away. So it's interesting to point out that there's some chazals have the girsa that not Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have it here, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's another girsa. You look in the Midrashim, you look in Rav Kasher, he brings, I didn't put it in here. But it's not Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Omer HaSatan. Then, Zin HaChanami, nothing wrong, but the Satan, if Satan sees that it's too good for you, then he goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tries to start trouble. Does this guy really deserve to have it so good? And then it's like a Tzvi on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see, hey, let's check his credits and debits. Let's see if he really deserves... you know, to have it so good. It's the Gira HaSatan. So if you hold that, that's the Gira HaSatan. But here, the way we have it is Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there is a famous vort from Rav Yonasan Eibschitz. And this vort Rabbi Benjamin Blech said over on his own. I could be sort someplace on the Shabbaton in Connecticut. He said it over, and I think the way Rabbi Blech presented it was a very powerful message. But Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz is the author of this vort to explain why exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why Yaakov is Leishev B'Shalva, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to be Leishev B'Shalva, I'm going to throw the whole Yosef into your face. So says Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz like this. Look in the Tiferes Yonasan. Tiferes Yonasan is one of the Rav Yonasan Eibschitz's Perish on Chumash. That's he has other things. Yaristavash is his drushes, but he has a running commentary on the Torah. Tiferes Yonasan. That's the best of. There's Divrei Yonasan and other things, but the best of his things on the Torah is the Tiferes Yonasan. That's the most kosher. So Isa ben Medrash, V'Rashi Khan, V'Kesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, Kavatol Avrok Shol Yosef, Nira Levayer, the Perushahu, Tal Yidei Shehever Yaakov Abachor LeYosef. You see, what caused the whole problem with Yosef is Yaakov favored Yosef, right? He gave him Ketonis Pasim, the other brothers were what? Were jealous. So what's Yaakov's response to that? Why was he favoring Yosef? So you know what Yaakov's response is? He says, "Ki k'tamo shel Yaakov shehevir b'chor Yosef moshkosu b'zohar, The Zohar explains, Ki machshavoso harishonu shel Yaakov haya b'Rachel, because the person that Yaakov really wanted to marry was Rachel. So to him, that was his first wife. It was Rachel. And who's the firstborn of Rachel? Is Yosef. So mitzad the machshava, it's Yosef is the Bechor. So if you're the Bechor, you have a right to be treated differently. Because the Bechor gets Pishnayim, etc. So you have a right to be treated differently. But Zedafkim Holchim Basar Machshava. Obviously, that's only if you, and maybe according to Kodim Matan Torah, maybe there's a tzad to say that Azalin and Basar Machshava, and if Basar Machshava, that Yosef was, Rachel was really the one you wanted. So that means she was really, in essence, even though practically she was not the first wife, but in Machshava she was the first wife. So her first son is the Bechor. So that's his taina. Avon holchem basar maisa. But if you follow maisa, so my nafkemida b'mashayam machshava tchila b'rachel. Ikar libnei Leia. But if you follow the practical, the maisa, what really happened, the maisa, what really happened is what? Lemaisa, what really happened is he married Leah first, and therefore Leah's first son Reuven, he's the Bechor, not Yosef. So this issue, whether it was a right for Yaakov to treat Yosef special, is totally on whether you follow the Maisa or you follow the Machshava. Zesha Omar Bikesh Yaakov Leishav B'Shalvam. Oh, so now he's going to explain it very beautifully. Why was Yaakov Bikesh Leishav B'Shalva? Why did he want to sit in peace? On page 3. Mikoch b'choso shel aviv. Shemorim al shalva ma'od. Because he got the bracha from his father. Right? He got the bracha from Yitzchak. And what is the bracha all about? Having Tal HaShamayim, all the good life. So he says, look, I got the bracha, so what? I should sit, what? B'shalva. So what do we say back to him? We say like this. You got the bracha, right? From Yitzchak. But what was Yitzchak's machshava? On Esav. So from the perspective of machshava, Esav got the bracha. So it's like this. You're what? Yoshev b'shalva. Because you're saying that what's important is Lamaisa. Who got the bracha? Lamaisa, you got the bracha. Right? So, if that's what you're saying, that you follow Lamaisa, so then, if you treat Yosef as the preferential son, that's because you follow Machshava. So you so say yourself. So therefore, if you're saying that you want to be Yosef B'Shalva, that means you want that in Shamayim we should paskin Maisa is Iker. So if we paskin Maisa Iker, then it comes out that what you did with Yosef is wrong. Because Basa Maisa, Yosef was not the Bechor. So therefore, now you're going to suffer from what you did for Yosef. So Zecha Omar Bikesh Yaakov Leishav B'Shalva B'Kosso Shal Aviv Shomerim Al Shalva Maod V'Kosha HaMachshevus Yitzchak Lo Yakim Al Esav V'Tzarech Lomar D'Maisa Hu Iker V'Im Kein Motsu Shom. So if Maisa is Iker, that you're Yosef B'Shalva, so then Taka, they have a right. If you're holding Maisa's Iker, so then we have a right to tain against you. Then what right did you have to make Yosef into the Bechor? He was only the Bechor b'machshava, not Bechor b'maisa. So therefore, he gets punished for that. He gets punished for that. He maisa hein hileya l'kach kofatz olav rosho shol Yosef. So that's the zvort of the Tiferes Yonasan. But what Rabbi Blech said Friday night there, the Shabbaton, which I think is a very powerful message from this zvort. Bottom line is, so how do we paskin? By the fact that he had to suffer all those years from Yosef, we paskin Maisa Iker. that was Machshavu Beikar, so he would be right and he wouldn't suffer from Yosef. By the fact that he suffered from Yosef, we paskin Maisa Zikar. And that's a big Yisod, Rabosai. That's the point I want to elaborate on here. That, of course, we should always have good intentions. But bottom line, Rabosai, in this world, you have to be an Osa. This is the Olam HaAsiyah. It's nice to have, we have to have good intentions also. But bottom line is, we're going to be judged on our Maisa. A lot of times people say, I had in mind to call you. I had in mind to call you. You hear this all the time, right? I had in mind to call you. So call him, if you had in mind to call him. It's very nice that you had a machshava, but Maisa, you had to do it. You know? You shouldn't act impulsively and just do things without thinking. But bottom line is, don't say to somebody, you had in mind. Do it! No had in mind. Maisa! Maisa Zikr. It was, in this world, you have to accomplish. You had in mind to come to Shir. You had in mind to do this. You had in mind, it's very nice, you had in mind. But you got to do. And that's the psak here. That's this word of the Tiferes Yonason with the way Rabbi Lech bolstered it up. So I thought that was a very, very powerful message. You know, you want to write a Dvar Torah, you want to do this, you want to learn more, do it! Do it! You want to do this, you want to do that, don't want to, do! Got to push yourself, but this is the Olam HaAsiyah. Oh. You can take a look on page 4. Moshe Feinstein has a piece here on page 4 that to explain what is the kofetzel of, you know, the Bikish Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva is because he thought that his obligation of Chinuch finished because his sons were already older, and therefore he's told that it's never finished. Okay, but that's a side thing you can take along. But I want to finish on this idea of Meister. So there's a famous, the Pasuk says in page 5, So Reuven, he's the Bechor, he says, we're not going to kill our brother. So what does he say? Well, we'll throw him in the pit. We'll throw him in the pit. Okay, I mean, it's better than killing him, but like, you know, that wasn't, you know, I wouldn't give you a trophy for that, you know, that you say, oh, okay, throw him in the pit. You know, what a great brother you are. And the famous Chazal in the Medrash on page 6. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Limedcha Torah Derech Eretz, Shei Adam Osa Mitzvah. When you do something, He Osa Belev Sameach. You gotta do Belev Sameach, meaning, what does it mean, Belev Sameach? It means when you do something, do it fully. When you're doing a mitzvah, when you're doing a mitzvah, don't do it half-baked. Mama, do it! She'ilu haya Reuven yodea. This is a funny line here in the Medrash. We have to understand what it means. If Reuven would have known that this whole story would have been recorded in the Torah L'doros, that Vayishma Reuven Yitzchak Yodam, you know, if he would know that this was being recorded in the Torah L'doros, you know what he would have done? Hayatano Malicho Itilov. He would have took Yosef, put him on his shoulder, and carried him home. And what did he do? He just said, oh, throw him in the pit. Which was a hatzala, a little bit. But better than killing him. But it wasn't a full maisa. So what's the idea? And the Medrash continues that same thing by Boaz. If Boaz would have known that it would have been recorded that he was giving Rus just a little bit of charred pieces of wheat, if he would have known that, he wouldn't have done that. He would have given her steak, you know, a real meal, a galim betumim. Anytime you do something, it's written in Shemayim by Eliyahu Hanavi and the Mashiach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs his name to it. Meaning, so every Maisa you're going to do is going to be judged. Did you really do a Maisa? You do something. You want to? I meant to visit someone in the hospital. What do you mean you meant to visit him in the hospital? Go visit him. Go do something. What do you mean you meant? I was thinking about you. Don't think about me. Call me. That's the yisod. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in the Emes LeYaakov, see, at first glance, it sounds like a gaiva thing. That if Reuben would have known that, you know, they're going to make a movie out of what happened, you know, Joseph and the whatever, you know, he would have done much more. He wanted to look much better in the movie, right? Than just. So here, the Torah would have been written. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean that for the sake of gaiva. It means like this. Rav Yaakov writes that they didn't realize. Shem Lo Yadusha on the fourth column, the fifth line. The Yosef Nochal Loma Shem Lo Yadusha Asi Yosem Zos Tiator Shatorv Chanivim Yaviu Uvda Zula Doros Ilo Yodim Sheinian History Who Bavadai Hayu Miyapim Es Penyusem Shugam Habar Ye Gedol Haerech. In other words, if they would realize that their actions weren't just like sibling rivalry or something like that, but it had a lasting effect in Klal Yisrael, they would have done it so much more. With so much important, more of a maisa. So the idea is, anytime you have to be machshiv yourself, that your maisa is important. So if you're going to do a maisa, do it fully. So Reuven didn't realize. He thought, yeah, we're a bunch of brothers. This is the way we. He didn't realize this is the beginning of Klal Yisrael and how much historic ramifications it's going to have. So you always have to think in those terms. And we have the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Lo Hamedrash Iker Ela Hamaisa. That's why I labeled this year. The Bar Tanur says, Teiduch HaShashtika Tova, Shafil Medrash Vadras Vadibar B'Tore, Eincha Mida Tova Heimena, Ein Iker Kibol Skar El B'Shvil Hamaisa. So it's very nice to speak about things, you know, about this mitzvah, you can speak about this mitzvah, you're going to give a shiur about this mitzvah, but the idea is do that mitzvah. Ein medrash ikar ella hamaisa. And that's what we have here in the Maseches Kedushin on page 10, Mem on the Beis. For here Rabbi Tarfon is kainim mesubim ba'aliyas beis mitzvah b'luz nishal shayla zubafneim. Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol? Which is greater? The learning or the Maisa? Nani Rabbi Tarfon or Omer Maisa Gadol? Rabbi Tarfon said Maisa is the most important. Nani Rabbi Kiva Omer Talmud Gadol? Nani Kulam Omru Talmud Gadol Sha Talmud Mevi Ridei Maisa? The Talmud is Gadol, but people think, you know, have this idea of Torah Lishma, that means you just learn. Of course, you learn for learning's sake is important. But it's always supposed to bring you Lidei Maisa. Always supposed to, as the Ramban writes in the Geras Ramban, when you get up from learning, you should try to see, is there something that I learned that I can implement into my Maisa? And that's the so. Basar Maisa is lean. And Machshavas are good. But we need Basar Maisa. We have the famous Gemara Nedarim on Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. And there are a lot of Pshatim in this Gemara, right? The famous Gemara Damar of Yehuda Amar Rav, Mai Dechtiv Mi Shachachim V'yamein Zos. Nishal Chacham and Vim Lo Pashua Pirsha Kadosh Baruch Basu Siva Yom Hashem Ozvan Tarasi. What does it mean Ozvan Tarasi? Hainu Lo Shamu Koli. Am Rav Yehuda Marav She Ein Mevarchim Bat Torah Tchila. Right, the famous Gemara that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because they weren't making Birkas HaTorah. Shelo Berchu Bat Torah Tchila. And obviously, the obvious question is, what does that mean? They didn't make Birkas HaTorah such a big deal. So there are a lot of pshatim what it means. They didn't machshiv Torah enough. They didn't whatever it means. But the pshat that we're going to see today in Lo Berchu B'Torah Tchila on page 12 is Pirkei Avos that has a collection of all the Hasidish Sfarim by Rabbi David Avraham Mandelbaum, who's the nephew of Rabbi Mandelbaum, who's just the Nifter. So he quotes here from the Admor HaSraf Mikotsk, from the Kotzke Rebbe. He says like this, what does it mean, Lo Berchu B'Torah Tchila? Why don't you just say they didn't learn Torah? What's lo berachu b'Torah tchila? And yadua shab esek Torah hu shal yidei zeh yavol yidei maisa. Kamu chazal, Talmud gadol shal Talmud yidei maisa, the Gemara we just saw. Zeh peh shal lo berachu b'Torah tchila, shal lomdu kidei she yavol yidei zeh yidei maisa. Ela halimur haya etzlam tchila v'sof. Osku, what does it mean, lo berachu? For them, Torah was not the beginning. Torah is always should be the beginning, because there should be another step, namely Maisa. But for them, it wasn't Tchila, because it was the whole thing. It was just learning. It wasn't a stepping stone to also doing Maisa. Because Torah is the Tchila, because after Torah, there's going to also come Maisa with it. So there's Torah, and then Lilmod Ol Manas Lasos. But for them, it was only Lilmod. So it wasn't Tchila, because it was the Tchila, it was the middle and the south. They didn't emphasize that the point of learning is Talmud, is Gadol, Shemevi, Lidei Maisa. Oh. And perhaps we can understand now, besides the Svarim point out, Chazal point out, besides the idea that the whole story of Yosef came about because Yaakov is Bikesh Leshem B'Shalva, and the Rabbi Yonis and Eifshitz gives this fantastic explanation, that by the fact that he's Bikesh Leshem B'Shalva, it says because he got the bracha. So he's saying we follow Maisa. So we say back to him, if you follow Maisa, then it was wrong to treat Yosef like a b'chor, and now you're going to suffer because of Yosef, right? But the Chazal, Rashi says another reason why Yaakov suffered so much from Yosef, Rashi points out, is he suffered for 22 years with Yosef. Second arrow, keneged chav beis shana, keneged the 22 years that he wasn't mekayim kibud av v'eim, because he was 20 years in Beis Lavan, and 2 years beis shana bederech b'shuv in Beis Lavan, right? He was in shame. It took 2 years to come back, so it was 22 years that he wasn't mekayim kibud av v'eim. So for the 22 years that for the 20 years he was based Lavan, he wasn't Mekayim Kibud Av V'Eim. Now you might say that what? Okay, but he was doing important things. He was finding his wife, and he was getting, and Lavan tricked him. It wasn't all his fault. But bottom line is, as we're going to see, he wasn't Mekayim Kibud Av V'Eim. Let me explain. There is a famous Yerushalmi, very famous Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi is the Yerushalmi in Gittin. We're going to come back to page 14, so let's look at page 16. Say a person says, a Mekadish in Isha, you used to be Mekadesh and Isha, and then they had the Nisuin a year later, right? So say they made a deal. I'm Mekadesh you this year, this Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and next Rosh Chodesh Kislev, I'm going to make a chuppah with you. And I make a deal that if I don't do the chuppah by next Rosh Chodesh Kislev, then the Kiddushin shouldn't be chal. So Mekadesh Alatnah. Mekadesh Alatnah. So the Gemara has a discussion. So what happens if the next Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes about? And second line on page 17, Ira lo onus, and an onus happens. So it wasn't his fault. It was an onus. It was a strike. So they couldn't get to the chuppah. It wasn't his fault. So Rabbi Yochanan says a famous line, Unsa kimanda lo avad. In other words, all the excuses in the world, but bottom line, you didn't do it. It's like they say, a person can have all the excuses, I think they say, as David Kopp said, you have all the excuses in the world not to learn, and they might be good excuses, but bottom line is, you're not a Talmud Chacham. In other words, bottom line is, if something needs to be done, you're an onus. Okay, you're an onus, fine, we're not going to kill you for it. But bottom line is, you didn't accomplish.
He didn't accomplish. So the same thing. In other words, Yaakov was based love and he had reasons to be there. The bottom line is, he wasn't Mekayim Kibbutz Aven. He didn't do the Maisa. He didn't do the Maisa. There's a very fundamental Mesha Chochma on this Yisod. Take a look on page 14. Pasuk says, V'shamarta esachuka azos l'moada miyomim yamima. So the Mesha Chochma quotes the Mechilta, miyomim yamima, magid, the Adam Sarach Livduch as a tefillin lacha yud beis chodesh. That there's a chiv to check tefillin or check mezuzahs periodically. And the Mishkados Yaakov says, you see from here that you have to check the lungs, that it shouldn't be treif. Mira motzi. Right, we learned the mira motzi, which is a in other words, when you eat an animal, so you don't check every trafer, right? Because it's very unlikely, right? You only check the ones that have the Mishkanos Yaakov sheet is. If it's 10% chance that's going to happen, then you have to check for it, right? So we said when we learned Yoredei, that's only a din derabbanan. But the Mishkanos Yaakov wants to say that maybe it should be a din daraisa, just like there's a chiyuv to check the mezuzah. Because it says, what's filling, Mishamarta, means you have to watch it over. So too, you have to check that it's not treif. So the Mesha Chochma says not so. That the chiyuv of checking the tefillin, or checking the mezuzah, that's a chiyuv d'oraisa. But the chiyuv to check the animal that shouldn't be treif, that's only a chiyuv d'rabbanim. Why? Because if you don't check, and you followed Rov, and it turns out you ate treif, you're honest. Honest Rachmana Patre. You're honest. So there's no chiyuv d'oraisa to check. Because even if you won't check, and you followed the Rov, and it turned out you were wrong, God will forgive you, because you're an honest. But when it comes to doing a mitzvah, like mezuzah tefillin, you're an honest, but honest lav commander of it. Bottom line is, you didn't do the mitzvah. So therefore there, it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Because onus lav kamanda ovat. By an isser, to avoid an isser, that's only a chiyuv d'rabbana. So bottom line is that godol hamaisa. And that's how the Mesha Chochma explained beautifully. And that's how Rav Yonis and I should explain beautifully what the nekuda is. Person can do machshavas. He's thinking. I'm thinking to call you. I'm thinking to do this. What do you mean thinking? Do it. Godol hamaisa. And this has its ramifications in Hilchas Chanukah as well, because we see in Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam writes, "Mitzvah ner Chanukah is mitzvah chaviva him ad ma'od." It's a very special mitzvah, and you have to even show a l'mocher k'suso. It's unbelievable. You have to sell your shirt in order to get money to buy Neiris Chanukah. So that seems a little bit extreme, right? It's very extreme. Normally you would say, if you don't have money to do a mitzvah, so you're parted from the mitzvah. And here, so Rav Shechter likes to say over from Rav Soloveitchik that the idea is that we're doing the mitzvah of Chanukah in order to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just like you gave us mitzvahs, you did miracles for us in the past, so let's have some more. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, I'll only go out of my way to do miracles for you if you show you're going to go out of your way. So therefore, we go out of our way in Chanukah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reciprocate it as well. But that's not the pshat I wanted to say. That's not why I brought it in. I brought it in for the Avnei Nezer's pshat. The Avnei Nezer says, why is that so? That you have to sell your... So he says, on page 20, the whole mitzvah is einu mechuyev limkor k'suso. Normally, if you don't have a lulav, you don't have to sell your shirt. Your potter. You don't have to sell your shirt to get the lulav. You don't have a lulav, you don't have a lulav. So why for this?
says b'chol mitzvahs einum chuyim l'chol. Why? Because even if you didn't want, okay, this is a little bit different what we're saying, but along the lines. Bottom line is, you potter, and you had good intentions, so that's it. But here, by mitzvah Chanukah, the whole mitzvah is pesumei nisa. So it's very nice that you had good intentions. But good intentions is not going to cause pesumei nisa. It's sort of like the Marach or Zeru said, some mitzvahs are maisa oriented, and some mitzvahs are result oriented. Here, the mitzvah is that it should be lit. If it's not lit, there won't be a pesumei nisa. So you might have a good excuse, but bottom line is, there's no pesumei nisa. So therefore, you got to make sure that you do that maisa. You can't be, I had good intentions. No good intentions when it comes to Chanukah. Chanukah, maisa. All the good intentions are all fine and dandy. Chanukah is the time that we say, got to do things. No fear. So if it means to sell your shirt to get the nearest Chanukah, so be it. Because basa maisa azlina. And when you do a maisa, the Medrash says you got to realize how important a maisa is. Don't be a minimalist. Don't do a little maisa. Do a big maisa. Reuven was a minimalist. He didn't do enough. If he would have realized how significant his maisa, he wouldn't have just said, "Oh, let's throw him in the pit." He would have taken Yosef on his shoulders and he brought him home and saved him. But that's the Yisod, Rabosai. Basa maisa. So there's so much you could do, Rabosai. You know, a person needs to learn more. He says, well, he needs to come to shul on time. So, practical mises. He needs to call his friends up. Maybe he should, you know, he has a friend who maybe is a little lonely. You know, you mean to call him. Don't mean to call him. Call him. Don't mean to visit someone in the hospital. Visit him. Don't have machshava. Do. And that's the yisod here. Lo ha-medrash ikar lo maisa. You can speak about it all you want. By Chanukah, you can't say, "Oh, I wanted to do, it's not, bye-bye, I don't have the money." No! Do what it takes and do! And that's the yisod of Chanukah, and that's the yisod of Kafas Olav, Rav Shel Yosef. It was very nice to follow Machshava, but Hashem says we follow Maisa. Following Maisa, Yosef was not the Bechor, Kafas Olav, Rav Shel Yosef. Realize the significance of Maisa, realize that this world is the opportunity of doing Maisa. There's the famous story of the Vilna Gaon when he was about to die, he was crying, and they asked him, "Why are you crying?" And he said, because look, in this world, for a couple of dollars, I can buy tzitzis. That's such a chashuv a mitzvah, the olam emes, you can't do, there's no Maisas left to do anymore. This is the time for Maisa. This is the time. You want to do a maisa, you want to buy someone a present, you want to do something to make someone happy. This is the time to do a maisa, not just machshava. Of course, you can't just act impulsively. You have to think before you do a maisa. But lo ha-medrash ikar, ela ha-maisa.